This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big story yesterday, at least nationally, as it relates to the Pittsburgh Steelers, was the continued back and forth over whether people would actually believe that Ben Roethlisberger would intentionally fumble a football just to try and show up as offensive coordinator, as Josh Harris claimed in a Sports Illustrated piece. Here comes Bruce Gradkowski. Bruce Gradkowski was a backup quarterback in that game. He's from Pittsburgh, still lives in the area. And, well, let Bruce explain it.
I had the luxury to be on the sidelines during this game with sunflower seeds in my mouth, earpiece in my ear, listening to every play call. Right here, we have one tight 34 bob, easy. The quarterback should reverse out. Reason being, the fullback is in an eye set. Usually we offset the fullback so he does not get in the quarterback's way. Right here, Ben forgets, fronts out, hits Will Johnson in the left arm, fumble. We kneel the next play and end the game. Ben is the fiercest competitor I've ever been around. There's no way he fumbled on purpose. And actually, we added the term slant to 34 Bob Easy, letting the quarterback know the fullback's in the eye. Now you have to slant technique, reverse out, to hand off to the tail.
So that's Bruce Gradkowski. The last part got cut off there at the end. But that's Bruce Gradkowski on Twitter, Instagram. He put that video out yesterday showing one of the end zone angles of that play where Josh Harris claims that Ben Roethlisberger intentionally fumbled the ball and explains it right there. Black and white, clear as day. This is what happened. I heard the play call. I can tell you what happened.
Yeah, I mean, this was such a flawed notion to begin with. Because if there's one thing we've always known about Ben, it's that he wants to win above all. I mean, really, there's
one thing you can't question about him, it's his competitiveness.
Well, and he wants to play the hero. You know, like, it's not in Ben's psychology to do this. You know, so some seldom-used, little-known short-timer, he of the 9 rushes for 16 carries, that glorious 4-yard scamper being the longest, comes in and decides he wants to get some burn and some run off of making a name for himself. And I think what happened is, in Josh Harris's psychology here, that a couple national people jumped on it and he felt good about himself. Then he started to get questioned and he got real defensive about this. You know, this was just so flawed from the beginning that it finally took a teammate in Gradkowski to just dunk on him and to end it all.
Well, and
that's where we are now. This is done and it's finished and it's over.
And somebody who was intimately involved on that day, even though he didn't take a snap, the backup quarterback, as Bruce said there, has the headset in his ear. He hears every play call. He knows how every play is supposed to work. And he even points out there, yeah, Ben turned the wrong way, but the fullback's lined up in the eye instead of offset. And that explains it. That's why the ball hit off the guy's head.
One thing about Ben off the field, hasn't it been that as much as he talks about things, sometimes unnecessarily, when it comes time for game day, he's 100% locked in, full bore, intent on winning. We've seen this guy try to elongate plays. He's seen and heard him because he tells us that Big Ben has limped out there, pieced his old cowboy self back together. Right. He gets out there, sternoclavicular
I couldn't feel my arm and my rib
was gonna
get
punctured. Yeah. This is going to happen. My broken toes. I don't have broken toes. You know, I don't know about you, but when I think about Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, that rises to the top in terms of on the field. Whatever happens Monday through Saturday, it is inconsequential whenever Sunday at 1 o'clock or Sunday at 4 o'clock starts. It's just Ben being unbelievably driven.
Because for those 3 hours, 3.5, whatever it may be, he's a gamer. And that part you can't ignore. I mean, if you want to bring in the off-field quotient into your conversation, fine. But when you talk about on-field, Ben Roethlisberger, again, I can't think of many quarterbacks who would say, you know what, I really don't like this offensive coordinator to the extent that I'm going to turn around and drop the football to try and prove a point.
I'm going
to
connect some dots for some people out there. So Antonio Brown mentions that Deion Sanders is one of his mentors. You remember when he went through those couple weeks of having mentors?
Right.
Right? And Deion Sanders was one of them. Deion Sanders is very close with Josh Harris. Remember that in all of this. Deion Sanders had a cryptic tweet a couple months ago about there being a problem in the Steelers locker room and it being Ben Roethlisberger. He was kind of the first guy to put that out there on Twitter. It's real simple to see 1 and 1 equals 2 here. That Josh Harris is essentially working as a mouthpiece for Antonio Brown because they're both connected to Deion Sanders.
Well, and it's just
real simple here. And this is just a, you have to pick a side because the band broke up in Pittsburgh. Here's what happened. Antonio Brown's not there anymore. You need to pick a side. It either needs to be Ben Roethlisberger. It needs to be Antonio Brown. It's not a happy family anymore. I'm trying to force you to pick Antonio Brown's side.
It's part of this continued national narrative of Ben's the one that caused it all. Or to some extent, some people have blamed Ben and the organization, right? Because the organization and the quarterback are tied at the hip. It's got to be their fault that these guys, well, no, it doesn't have to be. There can be a little bit of, that's the problem here, is everybody wants to find one person to blame, it feels like, Jim. And instead of just sprinkling the blame around to each individual party as much as they warrant it, you've instead got one guy getting blamed for everything. And it's been extrapolated out now, too. He's putting the ball on the ground.
Honest to goodness, when I heard this, I think I was still in Florida, and I'm like, Josh Harris?
Who?
and if you hadn't put it in any sort of, and then I remembered who he was. And I'm trying to think, if you had just said the name Josh Harris to me last week, and who is he? I would have gone through about half a dozen other possibilities for who Josh Harris is. It's just,
it was always going to take a lot more for me than some never was running back who loves to play the race card and appears mad that Ben didn't want to be his friend to convince me that Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose. It was going to take someone we knew, someone who was a name, and someone who had other people corroborate. Will Johnson's standing right there.
Or anyone
Will Johnson,
at all.
I'll be honest with you, I know Will Johnson. He is as, covered him in college.
Yes.
Will Johnson is as honest as the day is long. And Will Johnson being thrown into this is despicable. Because I know this. If Will Johnson knew Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose,
he would have said something.
Absolutely.
If any of the other 9 guys on the field, besides Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Harris, thought that Ben Roethlisberger put the ball on the ground on purpose, one of them would have spoken up by now. There's not one other person, credible or otherwise, to back up Harris's assertion.
And people like this need stomped out. I'm not talking about in terms of physically. I'm talking about it needs shouted down, because what the intent of Josh Harris was to really, and you could talk about motorcycle, you talk about Milledgeville, you could talk about all that stuff, but he was intent on sullying the name of someone in terms of being a competitor on the football field. And that's flat garbage.
That part doesn't integrity. Fly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what this is really emblematic of, this Josh Harris, Ben Roethlisberger, all this stuff? And by the way, I sent him an open invite to come on our show and just explain.
Not interested.
No, he never got back to me about this. Like, he says the Pittsburgh people don't understand him, and it's a racist media and whatever. And then I explained to him that Paul Zeiss was black. It was news to him. And he didn't understand. But I gave open invitation to come on our show. Josh Harris didn't accept it. And, you know, the mutual link he and AB have to Deion Sanders is crazy. But what this does, it further is, it's emblematic of the fact that Ben Roethlisberger, while he does have his detractors in Pittsburgh, for sure, the national view of him, and I think this is the discussion that is spawned from this. This is the biggest discussion in all this. If you live in Dallas, Texas, and Sacramento, California, in North Dakota or Florida somewhere, the view of what Ben Roethlisberger is there compared to his local view is so much different still.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah, because the stigma of the things that happened to him early on are always going to stick with him.
Yeah, like people in different towns that aren't named Pittsburgh think that Ben Roethlisberger, their view of Ben Roethlisberger is that he's a terrible guy. Now, I'm not here to say he's a good guy, bad guy, in the middle somewhere. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know him off the field.
But it feels as if he's never been able, in those other places not named Pittsburgh, to serve to rehabilitate himself.
No, he's in the national picture. The name Ben Roethlisberger will always be attached to Milledgeville and Tahoe and
he's Ben Roethlisberger motorcycle wreck. With a bad greasy hair doing that press conference in the Steelers locker room, standing up with his hair just all out of whack, looking terrible.
And look, that should always rightfully be a part of the picture and a part of the story. But that's also a part. That's not the whole story. And I think what it all comes back to, this whole Josh Harris accusation comes back to, people are so quick to take what they think they know about a person's off-field character and push it onto the field, right? Because we see lots of people. We just spent a couple minutes earlier talking about Vontaze Burfict, right? Vontaze Burfict is out there. He is off the reservation crazy. And he's acted that way off the field as well as on the field. So you see that extension come onto the field. It doesn't exist with all players. And I don't think in Ben Roethlisberger's case that you can easily draw a correlation of, okay, he was accused of sexual assault twice 15 years ago. So obviously he's the kind of guy who's going to intentionally fumble a football just to show up the offensive coordinator. I don't see how that straight line exists because it doesn't.
I'm here to tell you he's carrying water for AB through Deion Sanders. I'm here to tell you that's fact. That is what I believe to be fact. They are both close with Deion Sanders, and he's carrying water for him. That through Deion Sanders. You remember Deion Sanders was the first guy that said there's bad vibes in the Steelers locker room, and it starts at the top with the quarterback. That was tweeted not long ago by Deion Sanders. Josh Harris is nothing more than a messenger for Deion Sanders.
And again, there's not one single person who was on the
at
field that
AB's
day.
At AB's behest.
Yes. There's not one single person who was on the field that day who has stepped forward to say, yeah, I think Josh has a point. Instead, what we've gotten are the Pouncey brothers going at him. And now you've got Bruce Gradkowski debunking the whole thing in a social media video. It's just, it's been quashed.
I'm not scared of a lot of people in this world. I'm just not. If you get beat up, you get beat up. The last thing I'd want are the Pouncey brothers flexing on me, either in real life or on social media.
No.
Those are two dudes that you just like are like, okay.
Yeah.
How fast can I run the other way?
Remember that birthday party in Miami?
I don't care how many weights they can, actually.
I don't care how many weights you lift or how many pull-ups you do or all these Josh Harris videos that he has out, his workout videos. When the Pouncey brothers are all about business, I think, when it becomes business time.
When it's business time,
those are the, and he went back at them on social media. You got my number. Okay.
All right, let's see how this turns out.
You want to find out what Lakeland's about? I mean, I think that's a bad tactical move by Josh
Harris.
Probably
not the best idea, no.
Oh, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.